This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden travels today on a four-day trip that will test his ability to navigate the continent's worst crisis since World War II. He'll meet with key allies in Brussels and Warsaw this week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He will work with allies on longer-term adjustments to NATO force posture on the eastern flank. He will announce joint action on enhancing European energy security and reducing Europe's dependence on Russian gas at long last.
A tornado hit New Orleans and nearby suburbs Tuesday, destroying some homes and knocking out power to roughly 16,000 homes. At least one person was killed in Araby, Louisiana. Local officials say several others were injured, and the tornado caused widespread damage in St. Bernard's Parish. It was on this day in 1983, Barney Clark dies 112 days after becoming the world's first recipient of a permanent artificial heart. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The woman accused of fatally shoving an 87-year-old New York City voice coach, Barbara Gustern, to the ground, causing her death several days later, has turned herself into police. 26-year-old Lauren Pazienza will face first-degree manslaughter and second-degree assault charges. America's economy is struggling with inflation, and no one is exempt.
Americans are getting increasingly concerned about rising costs for goods like gas and food. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, accuses Democrats of not addressing inflation.
Unfortunately, Washington Democrats' response to these hardships has been as misguided as the war on American energy and runaway spending that helped create them.
The Biden administration says Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused the latest spike in oil prices and has called on Congress to pass the president's Build Back Better Act. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A Colombian drug cartel boss awaiting extradition to the United States pulled off an escape from a prison last week by putting on a guard's uniform and simply walking out. Juan Castro, known by his alias Matamba, remains on the run after breaking free from the La Picota jail in Bogota 4 days ago. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz questions Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson over her views on critical race theory. Here's some of that.
In your understanding, what does critical race theory mean? What is it?
Senator, my understanding is that critical race theory is it is an academic theory that is about the ways in which race interacts with various institutions. It doesn't come up in my work as a judge. It's never something that I've studied or relied on, and it wouldn't be something that I would rely on if I was on the Supreme Court.
Between the races, it views every conflict as a racial conflict. Do you think that's an accurate way of viewing society and the world we live in?
Senator, I don't think so, but I've never studied critical race theory, and I've never used it. It doesn't come up in the work that I do as a judge.
NASCAR travels to Austin, Texas this weekend for a 232-mile race. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And great to have our next guest. Herb Stern is going to join us here in a few minutes. He has written a new novel. He and his co-author, Sins of the Fathers, by Herb Stern and Alan Winter, authors of the acclaimed novel Wolf, a masterful blend of fact and fiction, I will tell you. And the timing of this book, like most books, I mean, how they come together, especially like this. This is a historic novel, and I get it. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with a novel, you're trying sometimes, at least my mind goes, okay, is that really true, or is that just a part of the novel? And I can see how sometimes that can cause you to question, and that's okay. It just keeps us on our toes about it, but I can say this book is so well researched. I think when it comes to the historical documentation of what was going on during World War II with Adolf Hitler, there's an incredible amount of credibility about this, you know, and I'll let Herb tell you more about that so you get it, you know, from his mouth to our ears. Sins of the Father is the eye-opening novel based on historical facts of the efforts of German military leaders, career civil servants, and clergy to solicit England's assistance to bring down Adolf Hitler in 1938. So much of what happened then is kind of like what we're seeing right now with Ukraine and Russia. He's the author, former U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey, and judge of the U.S. District Court for the District of New Jersey. Herb Stern joins us now. Herb, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good morning, Bill.
Well, is that fair to say? I mean, sometimes when I read a novel, you know, you go, okay, well, it's a novel. You know, sometimes you get so caught up in the story that you just want to, you know, believe it at whole cloth. But you really caused me to think and pause at times to say, okay, is this just part of the novel or is this, you know, historical fact?
No, it's all historical fact. We never tampered with the facts. We had two missions. One, of course, was to entertain the reader. Any writer wants to do that. But we really also wanted to educate. And so we didn't tamper with any facts. And as a matter of fact, I think we brought to light a lot of facts that people know nothing about, and which are particularly relevant today, Bill, as I think you know, because Hitler's activities in terms of Czechoslovakia really are precursor for what Putin is doing to the poor Ukraine. And the playbook is very similar. So we had no way of, you know, it took us several years to write this. We had no way of knowing that Putin would be doing this dastardly business. But it just happens to be that way.
Well, it's so powerful and it's parallel because, as you said, it pulls back the shroud and helps us, address these issues. And what's coming clear, at least in my mind here, Herb, is that, like you write, you asked the critical question, could World War II been avoided? And I look at what's happening with Ukraine and Russia And I'm saying, whoa, there were a lot of signs along the way, and it just seemed like they were allowed to be played out to such a degree that here we are, we're on the verge of World War III, and then you wonder, okay, you know, in the old axiom, you follow the money, people will do that which they get rewarded for, and you have these power brokers that are happy to take these countries, take our world into World War III because it benefits them.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that. You know, the issues are very similar in 1938 now today. Hitler wanted Czechoslovakia, and England had no treaty with Czechoslovakia. And so it felt it had no legal duty to protect Czechoslovakia. Well, we're in a kind of the same situation. We're behaving a lot better, don't get me wrong. We're behaving a lot better than England did. Because what I'm sure there isn't very many of your listeners who know this. The German generals were tremendously opposed to Hitler's ambitions to move east. They were very much opposed to him invading Czechoslovakia. And they actually sent an emissary on behalf of the German general staff in an attempt to meet with the Prime Minister of England, Chamberlain. He refused to meet with them because he regarded them as traitors to their country. And so they actually had a secret meeting with Winston Churchill. Now, Churchill was, in fact, not in office at the time, but he was happy to meet with them, and he even gave them a letter of support. I don't think many people know this, but he gave them a secret letter to the German generals in support of their efforts to prevent the war. And what is also, I think, relatively unknown, maybe absolutely unknown, is that when England refused to back their play, they decided to take Hitler out anyway. And they conspired together. They had all the troops lined up. They had particular officers, generals, and lower ranks lined up to take Hitler out the minute he ordered the invasion of Czechoslovakia. But unfortunately, Chamberlain flew to Munich, signed the deal that gave Hitler the Sudetenland, and that was the end of the German generals' revolt in 1938.
And, you know, think that here's well, we know, you know, Chamberlain's role as an appeaser. I mean, it's regarded and well documented. But here's Churchill. He has inside information. He's seeing what's going on. So he understands the sense of urgency and how diabolical Hitler was. I mean, here it is. He's got generals. I mean, in somewhat the same way that's happening in Putin's camp today, right? Because you've got generals who are revolting, and you even have soldiers who are revolting, going, wait a minute, this isn't what you told us was going to happen. You said we were going to be able to go into Ukraine and be heralded and cheered, and, you know, we got grandmothers, you know, coming at us and, you know, throwing things at us and yelling at us. You know, this is, you know, what the heck is going on here? And so you've got a big divide here in the military establishment of Russia right now, which is quite problematic. But the fact of the matter is the signs were there, just as the signs have been there for well over a year, with Putin announcing his intent, and NATO and even the United States and Joe Biden in particular just seemed to ignore and went you know, rather Neville Chamberlain on us, and thought that he could be appeased, and, you know, they've thrown money at the problem, and then to even make it worse is, hey, let's get him involved in a negotiation with Iran on behalf of American interest. I mean, this is, you couldn't sell this movie. It's so bizarre, Herb. I don't know, but here we are. We're living it.
Yes, we're living it. Well, you know, the interesting thing is, and the hope, I think, is that as because of the incredible bravery and strength of the Ukrainian people, it's quite clear that the Russians have bogged down there, and they're taking enormous losses. Unfortunately, the poor Ukrainians are as well. But as this grinds and grinds and grinds, and the Russians take more and more losses, and hopefully the sanctions of the world bite deeper and deeper, one can hope that there will be a spirit among the Russian leaders similar to the ones in the German general staff in 1938, mm-hmm. which will take Putin out.
Exactly. Well, let's go. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Herb after this.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Our conversation with Herb Stern continues as we talk about his new book, Sins of the Fathers, a novel, a masterful blend of fact and fiction, according to Steve Barry of the New York Times and number one internationally best-selling author of the Cotton Malone series. Herb, you say this book was 2 years in the making. How did this, you know, idea, how was it? I mean, it's interesting when you look at the timing of it, because little did you know 2 years ago that here we would be on the brink of World War III, deja vu one more time, right?
Well, that's right. We had no idea. This is actually the second novel. The first mm-hmm. one was the prequel, was called Wolf, and it takes the reader from 1918 until 1934 through the eyes of a fictional best friend of Hitler, which mm-hmm. documents his the way he took power and the things he did to consolidate his power. The book we're talking about now, Sins of the Fathers, takes the reader from 1934 to the end of 1938 with his triumph in Czechoslovakia and Kristallnacht, which was November of 1938, and launched the most serious of his persecutions of the Jews. So, you know, it's a 20-year journey. And it is completely authentic. I mean, we have, for example, at the back of the book, Sins, we have, probably 40 to 50 pages of author's mm-hmm. notes, which documents the accuracy of what is depicted, although in the novel, you know, we've made it come mm-hmm. to life, at, you know, people of depth moving around. But it's all right. Accurate.
Sure. Exactly. So you know, so I guess it was a natural transformation after Wolf to say, okay, we need to follow up and, you know, talk about, 1938 going forward. And, of course, that eventful meeting with Neville Chamberlain that preempts basically a coup that could have been stopped in 38. But he makes an agreement with the Fuhrer. And then comes back and says, look at, I get the Nobel Peace Prize because I just have sealed peace, you know, for the duration of the century, right? Peace in our time.
Peace for our times. But you've nailed it. That's exactly right. He came back mm-hmm. from Hitler's apartment in Munich, and that's what he said. But you know what people don't, again, another fact people don't know, he was loudly applauded by the English people, and loudly applauded by the Parliament, except for one voice. Winston Churchill got up on his feet in Parliament and said, "We have suffered a disaster. He is going to eat Europe one meal at a time." Mm-hmm. And in an oblique reference, you would not pick it up if you didn't know what actually happened in 38. Churchill referred to the fact that there were voices in Germany that would have taken action, voices in Germany that were opposed to him. Now, he couldn't go too far because he didn't want to, you know, reveal his meetings with the German generals.
Exactly.
But it's there in the record, and we've reproduced it in the notes, and there's just no doubt about it. So, the parallels are there, and, of course, we're doing a lot more. Some say we should do more. Some say we should do less. But we're not Chamberlain today. Now, personally, I'd like to see us give the Ukrainians the fighters that they want. I don't know why we don't do that. Putin's raising our fears about a nuclear attack. I find it difficult to believe that if we allow the Poles to give the old Russian fighters to the Ukrainians, he's going to launch a nuclear strike. But I do think that our efforts and the worldwide efforts to punish the Russians are good, and I'm very hopeful that the pain that they are inflicting upon Russia and the innocent Russian people, because after all, we have to recognize that the people of Russia are not doing this. It's the leadership. But let's hope that they, like the German generals, will rise up.
Well, that's what we can hope for, and I don't want to hear, between you and me, Herb, I don't want to hear from an American politician that Putin should be assassinated, because that is stupid rhetoric, and that puts into motion things that people say, okay, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. The last time that was said was against Fidel Castro, and oh, yeah, that's right, we had a president assassinated. I mean, this is very dangerous rhetoric when this kind of stuff, you know, comes about. And there's two ways to look at it. I know there's pundits that want to look back at what should have been done. Well, that time has passed. You know, there were things that could have been done along the way, you know, sanctions including a lot earlier that could have let Putin know that, yeah, he could threaten and saber rattle, but we were serious that this is unacceptable with serious sanctions immediately. But we waited. We kept hoping and giving him the benefit of the doubt. And, boy, it just, you know, we learned this in kindergarten in school, our first day in school. You can't give a bully the benefit of the doubt. He'll just keep bullying you, right?
Well, that's you learn that. Every time somebody wants to take your nickel, as I was a kid on the streets of New York, you know, I learned if I gave the nickel, I kept giving nickels. If I fought, even if I lost, they didn't come around anymore. But we are doing better today, I think. I don't believe we should openly advocate any assassinations. But it is not bad to hope that the Russian people will come to understand the injustice of what the leadership is doing, the pain that it's causing to the world and to the Ukrainians and to the people of Russia. Because at the end of the day, if the people allow it, you know, it's going to keep going on.
Yeah, it's the same thing like in our country. You know, we the people, we allow it, we voted it in, and we are going to pay for the sins of our fathers and our representatives, no doubt. And look what's happening right now, Herb. I think what information we can get out of Russia, over 20,000 local Russian citizens have been arrested with the threat of 20 years of incarceration. You saw that celebrated video of an objector. She was an anchor woman, and she goes behind a news report with a sign saying, "Don't believe them, they're lying, this is all propaganda." Of course, she's facing her consequences as well. So some brave Russians that are standing up, and you can hope that it would generate, you know, some consequences and be able to get enough momentum going to where it could curb, you know, this kind of situation. Otherwise, you know, World War III. But we all have a role to play, just like everybody else had a role to play for the Holocaust and everything that happened in World War II, the things that happened, you know, with Germany and with Adolf Hitler. And that has been my prayer, Herb, is that we find, you know, what it is, what is that critical role that we're to play? Because right now, like you say, we've learned, we're doing some good things. You've got you know, churches around the country that are there, they're on the border in Poland, they're serving up meals, they're raising funds. A lot of churches are raising a lot, millions of dollars, and they're not charging one administrative ounce of fee. They're giving that money totally directly to Ukraine relief, which I think says a lot about people of faith of all denominations that are participating. We've got, you know, some soldiers who are, you know, on, you know, being locally being supported and going there and helping Ukraine, you know, fight, which, again, everybody has a lane and a role to play. And I think it's quite fascinating to see how this is all developing here.
Well, you're right, and it's inspiring to see the reaction of the world, which is a lot better than it was in 1938. We've learned some things. We have more to learn, but we have learned some things, and I think we can be proud of the Ukrainian people, and I think we can be proud of the fact that there is as many of us with as much standing behind them.
Well, Herb, you and Alan both have just done a great job with this series in bringing history to the forefront at a time when, you know, as one of my favorite historians says, the problem with history is we don't learn. We have to constantly be reminded. And thank you for reminding us. And for a time such as this, I mean, this is a perfect gift, perfect timing, because it helps put everything into perspective with today's history that is in the making. Herb Stern, the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and it's available at all the usual places.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Zara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Carl quit this morning, so Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden travels today on a four-day trip that will test his ability to navigate the continent's worst crisis since World War II. He'll meet with key allies in Brussels and Warsaw this week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He will work with allies on longer-term adjustments to NATO force posture on the eastern flank. He will announce joint action on enhancing European energy security and reducing Europe's dependence on Russian gas at long last.
A tornado hit New Orleans and nearby suburbs Tuesday, destroying some homes and knocking out power to roughly 16,000 homes. At least one person was killed in Araby, Louisiana. Local officials say several others were injured, and the tornado caused widespread damage in St. Bernard's Parish. It was on this day in 1983, Barney Clark dies 112 days after becoming the world's first recipient of a permanent artificial heart. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, there's plenty of reasons that people have difficult time getting to sleep. And just in time for National Sleep Awareness Week and Daylight Savings Time, a new survey examines what's keeping people up at night, and some of the findings might surprise you. Sleep expert Dr. Carlos Nunez is with us, and he is here to share important information from the survey about the importance of quality sleep and how sleep impacts our overall health. Dr. Nunez, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Why is sleep so important?
You know, it is one of the three pillars of good health: sleep, diet, and exercise. And as you know, Americans, we obsess over diet and exercise, but we often ignore our sleep. But good, healthy sleep is important to keep your body healthy and energized, your immune system in top shape. And as we are learning with more and more research, poor sleep can lead to devastating health consequences later in life. So it's really important to get that 7-8 hours every single night.
Exactly. So what's keeping people up at night?
So we just did a big survey and talked to a lot of people, and you know, we found that about half of Americans are saying that stress over the last year has negatively impacted the quality of their sleep. And you know, we've got a million reasons to be stressed in normal times, but now, as the world is trying to emerge from the pandemic and you know, current events all seem a little bit, you know, unsettling at times, there's, you know, just more and more reasons for people to feel stressed. Inflation, all the things that we're hearing in the news, and so it's affecting our sleep. Another interesting finding relevant to the pandemic, those people who are working from home and do no longer commute feel like they're sleeping longer. 45% of Americans working from home say they feel like they're getting more sleep than when they had to commute back and forth to an office. So it's interesting because as we start to open up and people start to go back to the office, what can you do to preserve what you feel may be better sleep habits?
Mm-hmm. We're talking with the sleep expert, Dr. Carlos Nunez of ResMed. Dr. Nunez, I thought it was interesting, as a survey not that long ago asked people, if you had an extra hour a day, what would you do with that hour? You know what the number one answer was?
I didn't see it, but so no, tell me.
Sleep. So the majority of people, yep, exactly, they want more sleep. So the fact that, like you say, with people telecommuting or working out of their homes these days and getting more sleep, that's good news for them. What were some other top findings of ResMed surveys that you discovered?
So more than half of Americans admitted that they snore or that their bed partner told them they snore, but only about a third of those who admitted it thought that it might be related to an underlying health condition, which is important because, you know, one of the most important sleep disorders, sleep apnea, affects a billion people. This is with a B. That's more than people that have diabetes in the whole world, more than have diabetes, more than have things like heart failure. It is a highly prevalent disease, but only about 20% of the people that have it are diagnosed and treated. 80% of those billion people are walking around with a deadly disease that's completely undiagnosed and untreated.
How serious can sleep apnea be? You say it's a deadly disease.
So it's very, very serious. If you just think about what's happening during sleep apnea, you stop breathing. Your airways collapse to the point where air can no longer get into your lungs. The oxygen in your blood drops. Your brain feels like you are suffocating because, in fact, you are. So the brain will send an adrenaline rush through your body, but lack of a better way to describe it, but your nervous system kicks in to wake you up enough to take a breath so you don't die, but not enough to wake you up completely. So what happens is you suffocate, wake up a little, suffocate, wake up a little, multiple times every hour. Mild sleep apnea, you're suffocating 5 to 15 times an hour. That's mild sleep apnea. So you can imagine what's happening is your body is being deprived of oxygen. Your body is getting this unnatural adrenaline rush multiple times an hour, and it sets you up for higher risk of things like high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes. We're seeing a potential increase in risk for things like Alzheimer's and other types of dementia. And to me, the most important, a very recent study just out of Europe in the last several months, a very large, well-done study. If you have sleep apnea that is untreated, your risk of dying from any cause, what they call all-cause mortality, means anything, is higher than someone with sleep apnea who is treated. So it is, we now can truly say, it is a deadly disease if it's left untreated.
Wow. So what happens, what do you say to people who think they may be dealing with sleep apnea, they just don't know for sure?
Yeah, so leads me right back to the survey. About half of the respondents in the survey said their doctors never asked them about their sleep. So if you have reason to suspect that you might have insomnia, restless leg syndrome, sleep apnea, or you're just concerned about your snoring, that you're always tired, ask your doctor. If Americans feel like their doctors aren't asking them, you have every right to ask them. And it's very simple to understand what your risk is, and then you can have a sleep test or sleep study done to understand how you sleep and if you do have any sleeping disorders.
What's treatment like, Dr. Nunez?
So treatment has actually become quite modern. I mean, the gold standard for treating obstructive sleep apnea is still CPAP, but it is no longer what people imagine. People imagine these big, loud boxes with, you know, the hose and the big mask. It is not like that at all. The devices are small, streamlined, very quiet. The masks are comfortable. I have sleep apnea. I sleep with my CPAP religiously 7 nights a week. And I don't wear a mask. I use what's called a nasal pillow. There are two little soft prongs that go under your nose. And I'll tell you what, my wife has never been happier because she now sleeps. She doesn't have to worry about her not sleeping because of my snoring. Right. It's a great way to treat two patients with one
exactly.
therapy.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Can you imagine the other person, what they must be going through? I mean, it's tough enough that you with sleep apnea, that your sleep is compromised, but their sleep as well gets compromised. We've got to leave things here and wrap them up. And I thank you so much for your time, Dr. Nunez. Dr. Carlos Nunez, sleep expert, chief medical officer with ResMed. Where can they go for more information?
There's a great website, sleepforbettertomorrow.com. Lots of information, sleepforbettertomorrow.com. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Dr. Nunez. Take care. Have a great day.
Well, may we all sleep better, you know, both parties. As Dr. Nunez said, you know, two for the price of one here, and we take sleep, you know, I guess so much for granted until you don't get it. And then you get cranky, and then everything, you know, the dominoes of our health starts to collapse here. You know, so may you sleep better, and, you know, take Dr. Nunez's wise counsel, okay? You know, getting back to things that we're talking about today, the president is going to Poland. He's on his way. We continue to pray for our president that he would be wise and the leaders would be wise in coming together and agreeing on a plan that could promote peace and avert what all of us are most concerned about, and that is an unstable part of the world that could lead us to World War III. Meanwhile, you've got Ukraine being reported that they've rejected the ultimatum that was given to them by Putin. And meanwhile, you got the United States and Russia, whatever ties that we had are on the brink of collapse, and important ties, because here we are. We have surrendered our energy independence and we're looking to Russia for help. Meanwhile, we're helping their enemy and making it problematic, and it's got to be increasingly frustrating for Putin, who thought that this was going to be a cakewalk, that he was going to be able to go in. He had convinced himself ideologically that this is what the Ukrainians wanted, that, you know, as he told his people, they're just a bunch of fascist and evil people there, and they're going to welcome and cheer us on. When have we heard that about America, right? Until we found out otherwise. And this is what Vladimir Putin is finding out, is that what he had fixed in his mind, not necessarily so, and even more embarrassing, you know, for him, is that his people bought into this narrative, and they're finding out, whoop, not so good, not so right. And so who do we trust here? And this is the problem that we have, is we're trying to, you know, come together and find a solution so that we can achieve peace. Nobody trusts anybody. You know, it's like the Ukrainians saying, look, we're not going to agree to anything unless everything can be verified. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, What do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Martinez, as you're hearing the music of Tasha Layton, Look What You Have Done. And guess what? She's here to tell us all about it and update us on her career. Is that cool?
Hello, Bill.
Tasha, hello to you. God bless. Congratulations on Look What You've Done. It's a number one hit.
Yeah, it surprised us all, right?
Well,
I'm so thankful for how God is using it.
Well, I've been around music long enough to realize that everything about music is a surprise. It's like you don't know until you know, right? You hear stuff and you hear it and, through the speakers and, all the great equipment, you go, wow, that's a hit. It's got to be a hit. And then it doesn't. And then another song happens and you go, well, I'm really not that excited about it. And then that's the one everybody loves, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're not doing this for a living, you don't realize how many things actually have to align for you to get a number one. So, so thankful. And I'm just really thankful that the song's resonating with so many people. People come up to me all the time and just tell me it's their anthem and they're weeping, telling me the story of what God is doing in their lives. And man, it makes it all worth it, right?
Yes, without a doubt. So when they say it's their anthem, and of course, for them to say something like that, that's so heartfelt. It just has to touch you beyond expression, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think what's happening is they're identifying with that first few lines of, look what you've done, you should be ashamed of yourself. It's that moment when we sort of point the finger of shame at ourselves for something we've failed at, or if the enemy's pointed his finger at us or someone else has, and it's turning that back around and saying, nope, it's not about what I have done wrong or my shortcomings or my failures. It's about what you have done in my life, God, what you did on the cross, and grace, grace, grace.
Amen. What inspired this song? Why did this song come about?
Look What You've Done is really my life's testimony in a song. I walked into the writer's room, and I wanted to write the story of how God dug up the roots in my life of the lies I believed, and the lies I believed about myself, about God, maybe even about other people. And that was really connected to trauma in my childhood or memories in my childhood of being wounded and stuff I just never dealt with. And so God dug all that stuff up. And, you know, sometimes it gets worse before it gets better.
Right.
And so that's really what happened with me. He had to dig all that stuff up, and it was hard work. but he provided a lot of healing in my life. And I just feel like all I can do is say hallelujah. I'm so thankful. I'm so free. And I never thought I could feel that way. And it's really only due to God's healing in my heart. And I'm so thankful for that.
What do you say to people to say, look, at I am where you were? And it scares the holy what have you out of me. I don't want people looking into my stuff. And I know, at least I want to believe that God's loving, but I just can't go there. What do you tell them?
Well, Bill, you know, my story is one of depression and suicide, and I had dealt with that for so many years. And I think, you know, someone had told me one time, depression is just your body's way of saying that something needs to change. Mm-hmm. And I think instead of shying away from depression or what I'm feeling, you know, I can stuff my feelings really well and compartmentalize. And instead of shying away from that, I tried to lean into it. I tried to understand it. I tried to say, okay, I'm not going to avoid it. This is what I'm feeling. Why am I feeling that? And where did it all start? And I think when people honestly take a look into their past and into their circumstances and get brave enough to ask themselves those questions, you can end up feeling way freer than you ever thought. But it does take courage. It is hard when you're digging up into that stuff. And like I said, it gets worse before it gets better sometimes because you're having to relive those moments.
Mm-hmm. And when you get to that point, like you say, and you're asking those questions and you're willing to deal, that's the first step to the road of healing, is it not?
Yes, I think that's half the battle, is to say, okay, what am I lying to myself about? And what are the lies I believe from the moments when I was hurt? You know, we get hurt with something or a trauma happens, and we feel some really bad emotions. And in that state, we usually tell ourselves a lie. I'm not good enough. I'm not worth getting to know. I'm not enough. And we'll make vows to ourselves and say, well, I'm never going to let anyone know the real me. I'm always going to be strong. I'm always going to do things right in a way that, you know, causes no one to reject me. Mm-hmm. And then we need to invite the Holy Spirit into those moments and say, Jesus, where were you in the room when that happened?
Mm-hmm.
You stand outside of time because you created it. So why don't you take me back there in my imagination? Show me where you were in the room. And what do you want to say to me now? And for me personally, that moved truth from my head to my heart. I had been a Christian my whole life. I'd read the Bible, been to seminary, worked at a church, and yet I still didn't feel free. And that was really because I had an understanding and a knowledge of truth, but it hadn't moved fully to my heart. And it was those inner healing prayers of inviting God into my memories that really made the difference.
It is amazing how debilitating this can be, and our very own words and thoughts, how they, you know, just how they just kill, you know, we kill ourselves with, you know, this is all self-imposed, is it not? Because it's not like God's telling us this, right?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things, because the enemy's not powerful enough to control us, but the living God who resurrected from the dead lives inside of us. So he's not powerful enough to control us, but if he can get us to believe a lie, we are very powerful in and of ourselves because we're created in God's image. And so those things are very powerful. And it says in scripture, as a man thinks, he is. And, you know, I think it's a combination of that and the fact that the enemy knows that we are created in God's image and powerful. So he wants to keep us at bay. He wants, you know, scripture says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, that there's a spiritual battle going on. And I think sometimes we underestimate that.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tasha, this song has kind of, in a sense, been a family project with you and your husband involved, right?
Yeah. Yes, my husband is a producer. He's an amazing musician and writer and producer. And he also plays in Toby Mac's band. He's been with Toby for, gosh, pushing 10 years probably.
Wow.
And just really thankful for that camp. We love Toby and all of the band and the crew. And we write together all the time. And he's just an amazing musician. And we're partners in everything that we do.
Well, that's so cool. Well, and to be around Toby Mac, I'm told, for people who know him really well, and you could probably affirm this, is he's probably one of the hardest working musicians on the planet, right?
Yes. He never stops.
Yeah.
The minute I think maybe he'll slow down, he doesn't. He speeds up. And, you know, he still jumps around on stage like a teenager and plays basketball. It's just crazy. And, you know, the longer I know Toby, the more I respect him, and the more I just really appreciate his consistency and his relationship with God and his faithfulness to the people around him.
Exactly. Well, our hearts and our prayers were him and his family, you know, with the passing of his son.
Yes.
And how
yes.
devastating that was, as you know. And, you know, as a good friend said, it's nothing that you get over. You just get through it. And that's what he's doing. And it's quite a testimony when you've been carved up by life like this. And Toby is still holding on to Jesus' garment. You know, it's an awesome
with God for a long time, and you can tell that. And he and Amanda, his wife, in their lives, you can tell they've walked with Jesus a long time, and they have a very deep rooted faith. And there's no way they could have gotten through this without that.
Without a doubt. Well, certainly he and his family are an encouragement to the rest of us, you know, we may have not endured pain to that degree, but no doubt, and we continue to lift up our prayers and encouragement to Toby Mack for all the great things that he's blessed us with, and how he served people of faith, how you and your husband, and you know, musicians and artists of faith. I mean, for you, here you are, one of Billboard's top five female Christian artists of 2020. I mean, do you kind of like pinch yourself? I mean, you were just saying, hey, not that long ago, I was just working in a church, kind of doing my thing. And now here I am, right? I'm on stage praising God. This is awesome.
Yeah, in some ways, I'm surprised. You know, I because that all happened during 2020 when I was on maternity leave and then during the lockdown, it felt a little surreal because when I started coming back and I realized, oh, everyone at these shows knows my music. I think I was a little surprised, but in another sense, I'm like, this is exactly what I've been able to pray to do since I was a little kid. And so we can't be surprised when God answers our prayers to be able to, you know, walk in our calling and minister to people the way that we feel we're led to do. And so I do believe I'm right smack dab in the middle of what I'm called to do and what the Lord has asked me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so in some ways it's a surprise, and in other ways it's like, no, this is what I'm called to do. And
yeah, he definitely has sanctified you for this. No doubt about it. I mean, here it is from, you know, an appearance on American Idol. You sang as a backup vocalist for Katy Perry. I mean, what a journey. We got about 40 seconds left.
That was a wild ride.
I bet. Yeah, welcome.
That was a wild ride.
Well, Tasha Layton, congratulations on the song. Look what you've done. Number one hit. And we know that, I'll tell you, based on what you've done, what God has done, boy, there's still lots more ahead for you that I can't wait to hear about these new chapters as they continue to be revealed in your life, and look forward to having you back on with us. Tasha, thank you so much. Take care. God bless.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A lot can happen.